The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
As is, like I mentioned, Minister Stephen Donnelly. I will talk to him about mandatory hotel quarantine. I will also speak about that issue to Danny McCoy, the CEO of IBEC, in just a moment. But first, Tony Walsh, the activist and the writer, joins me now. Tony is currently living in Turkey. Tony, can you explain your situation, what you're facing in the coming weeks?
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Not
Thanks for
bad.
Having me. Yes, I do most of my work in Ireland, and although most of this has shifted online, I have a flight booked back to Dublin for Dublin Pride this year on the 16th of June. But more importantly, more urgently, I have a medical appointment scheduled for the end of April. And the mandatory health hotel quarantine process has just put my plans into disarray. I mean, I can't go. And I've looked at all of the information on Department of Foreign Affairs website about exemptions, and notwithstanding the fact that I've already been vaccinated and I can actually show proof that I've been vaccinated in Turkey with BioNTech, the Pfizer vaccine. And also, if I show that I've got proof of the, notwithstanding that I've been vaccinated and I won't be allowed on a plane from Turkey without taking a PCR test as well. That's standard procedure on flights out of Turkey at the moment. So if I rock up to Dublin with a negative PCR test taken within 72 hours and show that I've been vaccinated, I'm still obliged to go into hotel quarantine that I can't afford for a 2-week period when I just intend actually flying in for 48 hours to deal with an outstanding hospital appointment.
So you have to come home for this hospital appointment. You will have had a negative PCR test, you'd imagine. You are vaccinated, but you're going to have to go straight from the airport to a hotel.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, we have
to a hotel that I can't afford either.
Yeah. Yeah, that I suppose that's the issue that other people face, yeah, including yourself, that you've got to pay for this hotel accommodation. We've seen the quarantine system being challenged in recent days by several different people, more and more people every day, and as it's challenged, people seem to be depending on their situation then let out of quarantine and exceptions are made. Is that something you can look at? Is there a possibility of making that application before you fly even?
No, and in fact, a number of people have taken to social media to say that they've tried to look for exemptions before they got on a plane, and actually you're obliged. You can only look for an exemption once you've arrived in the hotel and you deal with somebody on site, which beggars belief. And what annoys me as well is that apart from the inflexibility of this process, what annoys me is that we're now seeing leading members of leading business heads, and like Patrick Coveney, he's the CEO of Greencore, and also the brother of the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and even he has come out recently, I think last weekend, and criticised what he describes as, I'm quoting from a news report, the incompetence and lack of foresight in introducing it. And embassies from some European Union countries have also actually criticised the lack of prior consultation.
Yeah, so
it just seems that Ireland has actually unilaterally imposed a very onerous and restrictive system and hasn't allowed for any sort of flexibility. And there has been a recognition from some people. Simon Harris himself has actually gone on the record recently as saying that the arrangement will have to be looked at. It's inevitable that people who are vaccinated should be exempted, but it's, you know, there's no indication when the government might actually consider that.
Which leaves you in a little bit of limbo, Tony. I mean, what are you going to do about that medical appointment?
I don't know. I'm scrambling here. I really am. I mean, I have private health insurance, but without getting into the specifics of it, of why I need to be in Ireland, I can't actually have. I need to actually have an appointment in Ireland I'm not able to organize it here. But be that as may, it feels like that this there's something. I just see a lot of inadequacy around the process.
Yeah,
I think it's distinctly unfair. There's been, for example, there are four major COVID variants working their way through infection rates in Ireland at the moment, and none of them have been linked to travellers coming into the country. Which suggests because I know that the health authorities in Ireland are particularly concerned about these new COVID variants.
Yeah.
It seemed that concern was what informed the government's decision to introduce mandatory health quarantine. But actually, it's been shown that the variants are being transmitted through community transmission, or else through a form of high travel link, say, for example, with Northern Ireland or the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think even people who defend the system, they might say, look, hard cases make bad law. I'm not sure how you can defend a situation whereby somebody who's been vaccinated, it gets locked up for 2 weeks. It certainly doesn't make sense. And it jars with this idea that vaccinations are the path to freedom, we keep getting told. Tony, we appreciate your time. We really do. Tony Walsh, activist and writer, currently in Turkey. As he said, he's got a health appointment here in Ireland that he has to get to, but he doesn't know how he's going to get to it with the mandatory hotel quarantine system in place. He's left in this bizarre situation of having to fly home, get to the hotel, and then challenge the fact that he's in the hotel, and then in all likelihood will be let out, but has to go and book the hotel and pay for it and go through that process. It seems utterly bonkers. Danny McCoy, the CEO of IBEC, is on the line as well. Danny, I know you were listening to Tony there describing his situation. You'll be well aware of the comments from Patrick Coveney describing it as incompetent and shambolic, the CEO of Greencore and the brother of Simon Coveney. Do you agree with him?
I do absolutely agree with Patrick on that one. You know, I have some sympathy for the vaccination rollout because that's happening in real time. Information is changing, supply, you know, making assessments as you go. The quarantining is a completely different situation. This is really a half-baked attempt at going for a zero COVID strategy. And that's been known as a strategy now for best part of 9 months. And what's absent here is what are the benefits, trying to stop variants coming in? Well, even if that could be achieved by this measure, we know that the island is open. So no coordination with Northern Ireland, with Britain, means that we're still at risk of that happening. But the costs are real. And that's not just the cost, and Tony's classic example of that. There's real costs to real people in terms of the hotel costs. But actually, the damage for the business model, which Patrick was referring to, was a kind of shambolic signalling that's going on about putting in measures and then not actually being able to complete them.
How are you seeing that manifest, Danny, in terms of the people that you're engaging with?
So we really saw at the start as well that it's kind of discriminatory nature of some countries in, some countries out. And then when public or populist pressure came on to say, right, well, look at the stats in the various countries, which, again, if it's only through the prism of public health, you'd say, OK, that's logical, but it needs to be coordinated. To add in countries like the US or France or Italy, that you're going to have a different order of magnitude impact. And without doing any assessment, you know, any other kind of regulation that we brought in would require regulatory impact assessment. All we're getting here is the perceived benefit of trying to catch variants without any guarantee of getting it, particularly, as I said, with the open borders on the island, but certainly imposing costs where, again, the scale of the length of time, where other countries where they have these mechanisms will have more testing, better ways of doing it. We're putting up the signal to say the flexibility of Ireland to get in here to actually look at the globalized business model that we have here is really damaging. I think Patrick Coveney being just one voice out there, but the one that Tony mentioned, really captures it on the head. This is a different order of magnitude of incompetence and lack of foresight.
So is it a case of abandoning the hotel system altogether from your point of view, or is it coming up with a much more a flexible system that responds maybe to, you know, severe outbreaks in certain parts of the world, but even at that, it allows people in for certain reasons from those regions that's well thought out in advance, and it allows in vaccinated people?
Exactly. Well, you know, but even if, you know, and I'm no medic, obviously, but if you get the logic of variants, are you sure that vaccinated people don't have new variants? You know, so this goes to the question to say, when could you ever stop doing it if you take your basic premise that you're chasing after mutations and variations? The answer to that would be never. And so this is what this is absent of, having an exit strategy out of this. What's really damaging is the fact that it's not coordinated with other jurisdictions. And I think the traffic light system in terms of traveling, that we actually have the same type of system within the EU to start with, would make a really big difference. Rather than at this late stage, Ireland having a go and frankly being ham-fisted at it.
Yeah.
Really ham-fisted at it. And I think that's really damaging to people's confidence, in Irish individual confidence, family members in terms of reunifications and so on, for what is a dubious and unproven benefit from the quarantine system.
Was this a case of politics trumping policy?
Oh, absolute populism, I would argue. There's nothing wrong with a zero COVID strategy if you're willing to pay the price, but then you do it right. This is half-baked. This is like seven stations of the cross. It's neither here nor there. But it's not costless. A lot of this debate in Ireland in the last couple of weeks is about, you know, the abundance of caution. Notions in that is abundance of caution is actually imposing significant costs in the other part of a system. We need appropriate caution. We need appropriate mechanisms to try to deal with the problem we have, but not by creating other problems down the line. And that's what the hotel quarantine is doing in spades at the moment.
Danny McCoy, the CEO of IBEC. Danny, as always, thanks for your time here on The Hard Shoulder.